From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claims that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there isn't any evidence.
I think what I can say is an objective fact is that there's been no evidence produced to substantiate a claim like that.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Mike Haas says it will be difficult to get the job done in time.
Many of our counties we expect to be finished in a week or a little over a week. But if you talk about Dane County, Milwaukee County, Greene County, Waukesha County, some of our more populous counties, it is going to be a challenge.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired General David Petraeus. That's before leading the CIA. Petraeus was the top U.S. commander in Iraq. He led NATO forces in Afghanistan, but he was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer with whom he was having an affair. Despite Petraeus's past, Mr. Trump did say in a tweet that he was very impressed with the retired general. More at VOANews.com. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. Craig Stone is the chief of the Ohio State University Police Department.
A male suspect drove a vehicle over the curb, West 19th, west of College Avenue, struck pedestrians. He exited the vehicle and used a butcher knife to start cutting pedestrians. Our officers was on scene in less than a minute, and he ended the situation less than a minute. He engaged the suspect, and he eliminated the threat.
The attacker, identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, was shot and killed by police who considered the incident a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years old. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. Kurdish commander saying American volunteer fighting with Kurdish militia was killed Monday in a battle against Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. The American was reported killed north of Raqqa, where U.S.-backed forces are fighting the Islamic State group as part of an offensive to free the city. And Syrian government forces captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government. A U.S. defense official says an Iranian boat pointed its weapon Saturday at a U.S. helicopter launch from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in the Strait of Hormuz. He called the action of the Iranians both unprofessional and unsafe. The Eisenhower was traveling through the strait when its crew saw two small Iranian Revolutionary Guard boats. The U.S. vessel launched a helicopter to investigate, and that's when, according to the official, one of the boats pointed a weapon at the helicopter. In a setback to efforts to end the war in Yemen, Houthi rebels and their allies have announced the formation of a new government in Sana'a. The Houthi-controlled Saba News Agency said the government is tasked with establishing order and confronting Saudi aggression. I'm Tommy McNeil, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.